3, 2, 1. Welcome in to another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast.
Dude, hang on.
What are you doing, dude?
We're good. You don't have to do anything.
What are you talking about?
Abby did the whole episode this week.
What?
For Father's Day, as a gift to you, Abby recorded an entire episode.
Wait a second. You did something that I've been unsuccessful at doing for 20 years. I think that's how long we've been married. You got her to work? I mean, look at you! I mean, you know, it stands it. It's unbelievable. You got her to work. So what'd you do? I imagine like it's a tribute to me. What a great dad I am. That's awesome, dude.
No, I think she did it because she doesn't want to have sex with you on Sunday.
Oh. You're an asshole. I would have gladly hosted the podcast. All right, so week off is what you got, Lee?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been cranking these things out left and right. I figured you could use the break.
Look at that. I'm going to have sex with the RBC Heritage on Sunday. What'd you do? Like, what? She did the Santa the entire thing. You got,
yeah, we did five segments actually. Open, close. She talked to three people.
Whoa. Three people?
Yeah.
Five segments.
Correct.
How long is the episode?
We're in like the 30 minute range, almost 30 minutes probably.
How long did it take you to do the 30 minutes?
A couple days, you know, trial and error. You know, she doesn't talk for a living like you do.
A couple of days?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This spread out over a couple of days.
Yeah,
because pretty much all week. Asshole, it is just dawning on me why she has been in a horrible, terrible mood the entire week. Treating me worse than she's ever treated me before, which is saying a lot. The bar has been set very, very high, and it's Father's Day week. And so now this explains it.
Yeah.
It's because of you.
Well, I'm not going to blame me entirely.
Right.
One of those three people she talked to?
Yeah.
Mikey C. She did a smoke break.
Oh, go yourself.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gatz, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gatz providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gatz's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome to another edition of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Then unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, and re-review. You have made us bigger than Joe Rogan. How about that? He's the new target, Stancic, isn't he? Isn't he the target?
he certainly is the new target. I mean, we've blown way past Oprah, and our eyes are now set on Rogan and all those dollars he got from Spotify. But Abby, what the hell are you doing here? Where's John?
This is John's Father's Day gift. I mean, normally, I leave him alone. He watches the U.S. Open. But because it was postponed until September, this is my present. I don't know. What episode is this? What are you guys? I don't even know what you're on anymore. Is it like the 100th episode, or I feel like you do this every day?
And yeah, you and me both, Abby. It certainly feels like it's been about 100. I think we are in the low 80s. We're like 81, 82, somewhere in that range. I can't keep track myself, but I should tell you there is a golf tournament on TV this weekend.
What?
Well, I mean, it's not exactly the U.S. Open. It's the RBC Heritage, and Tiger's not playing, so I guess it doesn't really count. But are you sure you're up for doing this podcast? I mean, John talks a lot when he hosts this thing.
Yeah, it can't be that hard. I mean, I already have probably done more work than he does for the past 18 months. I lined up guests. I filled some spots, some time. I wrote a script or two. What do you normally do before you get the guest, though?
Well, I mean, sometimes the topic comes up organically, like you're doing this for John for Father's Day. So we'll play a game called Athletes and Entertainers That Connote Father's Day. So, for example, I'd throw out, like, let's see, like Puff Daddy or Trick Daddy. Bob Papa, the radio voice for the New York Giants, Papa John, like people like that.
Right, right. I'm so over the connotes game. I mean, it's all I ever hear. So, I mean, I don't even know athletes. Can we forget the connotes nonsense and just do athletes?
I mean, we can. You just want to name as many athletes as you can. Is,
sure.
Is that the game you want to play?
That's easy.
Okay. All right.
I can do that. Ready?
Ready.
So, do I just start rambling off athletes? That's so much better than, you know, I can't even tell you. Okay, so let's go. Let's see. I can't even think of one. Andre Agassi, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. Let's see who else. Magic Johnson.
Okay.
Roddick. He's a tennis player, right?
Andy Roddick, yeah, all right. That counts.
Dan Marino.
Oh, they're Miami, okay.
Shaquille O'Neal. Who else? I don't know if I know anymore.
I think of all the ones you've named, there's only one that's currently still playing. I think it's LeBron.
All right. Serena Williams.
There we go.
Djokovic, Nadal, Sampras.
A lot of tennis out of you here, Adam.
I love tennis, my favorite.
A lot of tennis, okay.
Who used to play? McEnroe, and who else? Let's see. So that's tennis. What else do I know?
Any baseball players?
Baseball. Oh, what did we watch last night? Mark McGuire. Mark Ed Sosa. Barry Bonds.
Go. Okay.
Conine. All players. I haven't watched this in so long. I have not watched sports, but I used to in my, you know, when I was much younger. I don't even know who plays anymore.
Oh, man.
Who else? I don't know any of that. Babe Ruth. I think I'm old. I think I'm very old.
Oh, man. Dwayne Wade. Did you say Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade, yeah.
I feel like who else you should absolutely know. Anybody that,
I feel like I should know, like, all the Miami Heat players.
Yeah. And you went to Florida, right? I feel like you should know the guys that went to Florida.
Right. Who is the Florida? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't really remember.
I'm disappointed in you on the Florida ones.
Danny Werfel, I remember him. I think he played when I was there.
I think he won the Heisman Trophy in like 96.
Right, see?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, wow. All right. Okay. Deep pull out of you.
I like this game. Okay, Stanzik, I need someone to talk to. Let's just get to the guests. Who do we have lined up?
We'll start with Christine Golick.
Stupidity! Let's welcome in Christine Golick. You could follow her at NDMom on Twitter and check out her podcast, Sorry in Advance, which features the entire Golick family wherever you get your podcasts. Christine, first of all, thank you so much for doing this and being here.
Oh, thanks, Abby. Thanks for having me. I'm excited that the girls are taking over here. This is good.
This is good. It's always a first.
Sure.
All right. So your husband is a sports radio host. My husband's a sport radio host, and they're both cavemen. We know that. And I needed someone that I could relate to. I'm hoping this podcast, as a gift from my husband, I'm doing this for Father's Day, which normally I just leave him alone and let him watch the U.S. Open. But since it's been rescheduled for September, I figured I'd do this instead. So podcasts, are they hard? They aren't hard. I mean, you do one, right?
Yeah, they're not hard. You just kind of wing it and be yourself, and whatever happens, happens. And I mean, Stu got to set the bar low, so you should have no problem with this at all.
All I hear is yelling and screaming from the other room when he's doing the podcast. So I'm like, right. Are they speaking to people or are they yelling at people? I can't ever figure out. It's supposed to be funny, sad, loud. But I don't know. It's like
maybe we'll do that just for effect, right? Yell
right,
at one
exactly.
another. Yeah, yeah. Right. We can find something that we're mad about.
Right, all right. So what do you guys do for Father's Day?
Actually, not much anymore. I mean, with the kids being grown and out of the house, nobody's really around anymore.
Right.
So honestly, I'm going to guess that he's probably going to golf on Father's Day.
Right.
My husband, Mike, is in the last 2 years become a big time golfer. And this is new to me. I know that you've like been a golf widow for quite a while, but this is all new and foreign to me. So, it's kind of interesting.
Right.
So will Stu Gatz golf on?
I mean,
Father's
we hope
Day?
So, because that's pretty much only, that's pretty much the only time he leaves the house. So, you know, we can hope that he's going to be doing that.
But he'll go with your blessing, basically.
Yes, of course. I mean, he says, is it okay? And we're like, is it okay? Please go. Like, you don't have to get our permission. It's fine.
Golf 36. Make it your day, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Does the effort that he puts in, like Mike put in on Mother's Day, influence what you get him on Father's Day? Do you exchange gifts or what do you guys do?
No, we really don't do it. We've gotten really lazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we don't do that either.
Yeah. Not, a number of years ago, Mike took the boys and bought me a massage chair for Mother's Day, which is the most infamous story, from when they were on Mike and Mike. And it wasn't for me. It was for
of
them.
Of course. It always is.
Yeah.
I think we got three massage things that he's, you're going to love this during the quarantine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't have, why would you get me that?
Right. During
the quarantine, a massage chair. And he's like, well, you know, it is for me, but I, you know, well, we could all use it. We could all share it. But,
for
yeah,
sure. I don't even use the massage chair like when I get a pedicure, you know how.
Right. Yeah, me either.
I never turn it on.
So funny.
Yeah, so we'll see. That's been sitting up in the boys' room for like nearly a decade now.
Right,
so,
but maybe you'll put it on eBay or something.
Yes, yeah. We're gonna auction it off.
And so, what's it been like dealing with Mike in quarantine with no sports on and home all the time?
It's actually been pretty good. You know, I think Stu Gatz has been doing the show out of your house,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Mike and Trey and my son have been doing their show out of our basement. So for the better part of 90 days, I've had those three guys in my basement starting at like 4:30 in the morning. So
well, at least they're in a basement. We don't have basements in Florida.
That's right. Yeah. No, they're down there, and our dogs go down and visit them every morning. And actually, Mike's life in quarantine, his and mine, has been really not that much different. Like.
Right.
We tend to keep to ourselves anyway, so we feel like we were prepped for quarantine our whole life because we're not very social and we tend to stay away. So it worked out fine for us. But how was it with Stu?
Well, we're pretty much the same. I mean, John didn't feel like anything really changed. He's like nothing's really other than him not having to drive all the way down to South Beach to tape a show. We don't socialize that often and people come over. So it really was sort of fine. The only problem is that he's doing the show from home and my dog barks every time somebody like makes a sound. So like every time he would open the door, close the door, go upstairs and the girls were on their whatever Zoom schooling.
Right.
And so the dog would bark and it would be a big problem because most of the day I had to like stay in a room with the dog. wait for him to finish. So
you were on dog duty, huh?
It was just a nightmare. So, but now he's back to work.
Is he back in the studio?
He's back in the studio. They're not on yet, on the TV, but they're back,
Okay, so. And we're reversed. They're on TV and not in the studio. So
okay.
I don't know what's going on there.
But I see that Mike has grown a beard.
Mike has grown a beard. Yeah.
Are you in favor of that or is that his choice?
I wasn't sure what to think of it when he said, I'm going to let it go. And I said, well, I guess this is the time to do it. And truth be told, I really like it.
Oh,
I really like, yeah.
I'll have to take a look. I'll have to turn on the TV once.
I think it's here to stay. I don't think I would have liked it when he was 50 pounds heavier.
Now
that he's thinner and his face is thinner, it looks pretty good. And it's got a lot of gray in it. People have said he's got a little George Clooney working and he likes to hear that. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. He wants to be the next Dos Equis man. That's his goal.
Yeah. Like John Stu Gatz, whatever everyone calls him. He never shaves. But if he did, like, it's fine, but he doesn't even clean it up. Like, it's fine if you want to grow a beard or a goatee, but then you have to like trim around it. Like, I don't think he understands that. He thinks that no shaving is just like, let it grow everywhere. And then,
it's all down here and everything.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, luckily, I think yesterday he shaved. I'm not sure why. There must have been a reason. He said he had to, so someone must have said something to him. Because it wasn't anything I said, I'm sure. He usually does the opposite of what I say.
Does he have a full beard, or does he usually just have the scruff?
I mean, he usually does the scruff. But last 3 weeks, it was sort of like a full beard. But as I said, it was like, it didn't look like a beard because it would look more like an animal. Like, because it wasn't like clean. It was just everywhere. Like, up to his eyes. Like, it was like disgusting.
is he a hairy dude?
Not really. No.
No. Neither is Mike.
Not really. Yeah. But I guess because he's not. And then when it's like all over his face, like neck and arms and eyes, like it looks like you're hairy. Not.
A werewolf.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So We have a game, and we'll get you out of here right after the game, and I appreciate, okay, again, you coming on. But basically, you're just going – it's a game, and you're going to answer either Mike Sr., Mike Jr., or Mikey C.
Okay.
That's all you're going to answer.
I love it.
Okay.
All right.
Now, let's start with the first one. Best singing voice, Mike Sr., Mike Jr., or Mikey C.?
This is a tough one. Now, I've never heard Mikey C. sing before, but I the two Mikes love to hear their own voice. So I'm going to have to go with Senior, though. I mean, he's been doing a lot of backyard karaoke during quarantine, and he's pretty good, but it's close between him and Junior.
Okay. He sang on stage once, too.
He did with Darius Rucker. Yeah, yeah. That was a high point. He sang Eagles song, Take It Easy. And he did pretty well, considering I would have been so nervous. But I think he's been waiting for that for his whole life. So
okay, so he'll be happy to hear that you think he has the best voice. Okay, so second question. Most likely to fart at the dinner table, Mike Sr., Mike Jr., or Mikey C.?
Again, I can only imagine Mikey C. Like, he's probably in the mix there, but it's going to definitely go with Junior.
Okay. Wow.
Definitely with you. Yeah. Definitely going to go with Junior.
All right. Okay. Best interviewer, Mike Sr., Mike Jr., or Mikey C.?
Well, it's definitely not Mikey C. The smoke breaks. I don't know, man. Mike Sr., there's a lot of outtakes and bloopers out there in the world of him messing up. I would say Mike Jr., he's got the gift of gab, and he's a little bit smarter than his dad, so it kind of shines through during interviews. I'm probably going to take a lot of heat for this, but I'm going to go with Junior.
Right. That's the right answer. That's the right answer. Right. Working with all three of them, that's definitively the right answer.
Yeah. Right. You probably know Stanzik.
He knows these dancers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Worst dancer, Mike Sr., Mike Jr., Mikey C.
Okay. Mikey C.
Get him on the board.
I can only imagine I see Mikey C. post his pictures on Twitter and whatnot. And I haven't actually seen him, but I'm going to guess that it's Mikey C. Just knowing all three of them, I'm going to go with Mikey C. What do you think, Stanzik?
It's definitely not your son. So this one is very clearly your husband or Mikey C.
Yeah.
And your husband played in the NFL, so he has to have a little more rhythm than Mikey C.
He does have rhythm, we're going to go with Mikey C. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's move on. Who would win on Jeopardy? Mike Sr., Mike Jr., or Mikey C.?
Well, are we playing like high school Jeopardy, college Jeopardy, or the top? If we're playing the top level, it's going to be Mike Jr. If it's dropped down a notch, then it could be neck and neck with the junior and senior.
Just because senior is older, so he might know more.
Mikey C. I don't even know where Mikey C. went to school, so it wasn't Notre Dame.
All right. So that's a tie. Well, it depends on like what, you know, level of Jeopardy.
What level of skill we're talking about. Yeah, okay. For sure.
Okay. Biggest ego, Mike Sr., Mike Jr., or Mikey C.?
Mikey C. Oh my God.
For sure.
Oh my God. That one was easy.
Overinflated ego. That was easy. Yeah. My two Mikes don't have any ego. There are enough people on a daily basis letting them know where they rank in the world to keep them in check. It is definitely Mikey C.
Good. Yes. I guess you got a point here on the board.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the healthiest eater? Mike Sr., Mike Jr., or Mikey C.?
I know Mikey C. has a steady diet of cigarettes, so I'm going to just kind of take that, rule him out right there. I'm going to say it's Senior at this point. He's really kind of honed in on his diet, and I think when you get to a certain age, you got to lock in. Like, Junior still has the luxury of being young and being able to rebound from mistakes he makes, but Senior, he paid the price for too long, and I think he's kind of locked in now to what we're doing.
Wow.
So. Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I guess, well, we kind of know the answer, but maybe not. If they ran a mile tomorrow, who would come in last? I guess Mike Senior, Mike Junior, or Mike C.
Okay. This is easy. Who would come in last?
Right.
Mikey C. Yeah. Again, the cigarette habit's going to work exactly against him. Right. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. But Mike Junior has been running a lot. Like he ran like 8 miles the other day.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. But Mike Senior runs a lot like on the treadmill. He doesn't run through the neighborhood anymore, too hard on the knees. But, but I'm going to have to give it to Junior because he's been up in his mileage lately and, he's done.
That's amazing. You know, that's like you, Stanzik, right? Aren't you a runner?
Oh, he's big runner.
Yeah, he's a big runner. He's pure a marathon runner, though. So, yeah.
You got a marathon on the board, too, there, Chris. I do.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
Yeah. God, it was a lot, though. Yeah. So maybe a half again, but never a whole.
All right, Christine, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast and glad we got to catch up and finally, you know, see each other on Zoom
for the
first time.
Yeah.
But thank you. And you never know, I might need you again for another hosting of Stupidity.
I was going to say, let's hijack this again sometime.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye, Abby.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Stupidity.
Support for Stupidity comes from Manscaped, the go-to for men's grooming tools. Listen up, guys. Manscaped accidents are a thing of the past. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest body hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third generation trimmer features advanced skin-safe technology and a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. One of the best features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you are listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code STU at manscaped.com. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code STU at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code STU. Always use the best and the right tools for the job. Thanks, Manscaped.
Stupidity! Stanzik, I forgot to get a brunch reservation for Father's Day. Taping this stupid podcast takes a lot longer than it should, and I totally dropped the ball. I don't even know how many restaurants are open, and most are probably only outdoor seating. Can you give me a minute? I just want to see if I can get my way into Joe's.
Yeah, no problem. Why Joe's, though? I assume that's John's favorite place.
No, it's my favorite place. I know you're new to this marriage thing, but let me tell you something. Whenever I do something for John, you better believe I'm getting something out of it for myself. If I buy him a present, I buy myself a present. If we have to go out to eat for his birthday, I make sure it's a restaurant I like. It's a balancing act. You'll learn soon enough.
I guess so. All right.
Good afternoon. This is Joe's.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Well, actually, I'm not doing great, but I'll be better hopefully after this phone call, you know?
Well, let's see if we can help you out.
Listen, I have a really big favor to ask you. Joe's Stone Crab is like my favorite restaurant, and it's definitely in my husband's top five or six restaurants. I mean, he can't really put a top five list together and only pick five things, but there's always six, seven, eight. But anyway, Joe's has turned into our go-to spot the last couple of years. Whenever we have birthdays or anniversaries, we sneak down to Joe's, have some cocktails. We absolutely love it there. I know it's Thursday before Father's Day. I'm hoping you can, like, get us a table, you know, for brunch on Sunday.
Sure. Is it just going to be the two of you?
No. I probably didn't mention. Actually, I did table for like 8. I have the 2 of us, our twin daughters. Cody's will be joining us, Greg and his wife, Chris and his wife, Uncle Dick. So actually, no, you know, I need a table for 8 for brunch. That's exactly what I need.
Greg Cody from the Herald?
Yeah.
Wow, he's a legend in these parts.
Yes, Cody is a legend. He does this thing on Father's Day where he walks around to all the tables, shows his appreciation for the dads, gives them a cigar or two. So can you get us in?
Sure. Let me take a look and see. I got about, I can get you in around 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's not going to work. I mean, I appreciate you getting us in and helping us out. We are going to need like 12 or 12:30 prime time, baby.
Let me see what I can do. I'll move some stuff around and make it happen for you.
Okay, that would be great. I mean, even if you have to split up the tables, I definitely don't need to sit with my husband at all. So whatever you have to do to get us in at that time would be great.
No problem. I can handle that, but just make sure he's wearing a mask when he comes in.
Will do. If you can get me the reservation, he'll be there with a mask.
You got it. Have a great day, and I'll see you Sunday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Stupidity. Okay, Stanzik, so what else does my husband do to fill time?
Let's see. Actually, you know what? I got an idea.
And now, it's time for a smoke break with Mikey C.
Welcome to the newest and most exciting adventure of Smoke Break. I am your host, Outsider Mikey C., and this is another COVID edition of Smoke Break, so I'm not by the dumpster. We're all in quarantine, but I've got the garbage pail next to me. And I believe this is going to be like a Father's Day or around Father's Day edition. And when you think of Father's Day, you think of two things. You think of Mikey C. and you think of Stugatz. So I figured, why not get to know Stugatz a little better and bring on his beautiful and lovely wife, Abby. She's never been on Smoke Break before, so welcome to Smoke Break, Abby. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little bit unprepared and nervous because I wasn't ready for this, but that's the best Smoke Break usually.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, the people want to know, did you and Stu actually meet at a Grateful Dead concert?
Nope.
How did you meet Stu? Are you guys high school boyfriend?
No, we were set up by friends, mutual friends. So we actually met.
Are you still
friends
with them?
I mean, I'm not, but he is. He's banking them. But he actually, they set us up. He saw me in Temple. It's a long story. It's not really that exciting, but no,
it wasn't
we did
at a Grateful Dead concert.
No.
It was at Temple. So you guys were college sweethearts?
No, it was after college.
It was after college?
But, yeah, it was after college. But
all right.
Yeah, it's been a while. World.
When you eventually did fall in love with him, how did you feel about changing your name to Wiener?
Oh, I was actually okay with it. I mean, at that point in my life, I didn't really care, but it was my kids who had a big problem with it. When they called their name, they were like mortified, and I told them to tell everyone it's Wiener, but they said everyone still reads it as Wiener. I mean, it is Wiener, but I told them hopefully they'll get married like I did one day and they'll change their name.
Well, you did, yeah, you've got all girls, so that worked out
right.
For you.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'll just make them tough, they say. Yeah. What is Stugatz, if you could describe what Stugatz smells like coming home from a round of golf? Is it just cigarettes? Is it cigarettes?
I mean, I don't really go anywhere near him, so I would say sweat and whatever he does on the golf course. I don't know. Sweat,
oh,
cigarettes, alcohol. I don't know. A combination of everything. But as I said, I keep my distance.
Yeah. Do you still like, because you guys have been married now for, eons, right? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Eons.
That's a nice,
19 years, I think.
19 years. That was a nice way of saying that. How much does Stugatz talk about Mikey C around the house?
A lot, actually.
A lot. He does. So yeah, I'm kind of like the son he never had, probably.
Probably. Thank you. So we don't have to actually have a real son. He could just pretend, take you as his.
Perfect for Father's Day.
Right.
Yeah. I hope he's not expecting a present, but.
No, he never gets anything.
Who is taller, you or Stu?
He is, but I'm very short, so that doesn't say much.
Are you? Oh, okay. All right, Abby. Well, thank you very much for joining me on the latest edition of Smoke Break. Let me finish my cigarette, tap on the garbage pail, and take care. We'll join you next time on a new edition of Smoke Break with Mike EC. Thanks, Abby.
Thank you. Bye. Stupidity. All right, Stanzik, this is exhausting. Are we done yet?
We are almost done. We are in the home stretch. All we have left to do is to thank our guests and get out of here. And let me just say that you might as well buy yourself a new pair of shoes from Zappos because you have done a hell of a job.
First of all, speaking of hell, Art Briles and Zappos is definitely on my to-do list today. But our thanks to Christine Golick for joining us today. She was awesome. I love talking to her. Go check out her podcast. Sorry in advance. John will be back next week, I think. Who knows, actually? He might find someone else to do his work. Maybe Rachel, maybe Emma. Who knows? Stupidity!